Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo. The 4 o'clock reset. Brought to you by Collins Comfort AC and Plumbing. Proud home services partner of the Arizona Cardinals. 4 o'clock reset.
These top stories of the day presented to you at 4 o'clock every day here on the Burns and Gambo Show. We like to call it the 4 o'clock reset. This is one-stop shopping for you when you want to get caught up on everything going on in sports. Starting today with Jonathan Gannon, and we'll dive a little deeper into some of the other things he talked about coming up in the next segment of the show. But let's do a rapid-fire react here to some of the things that he had to say when he met with the media at the owners' meeting this morning. On DeAndre Hopkins.
Right now, I'm operating under the premise that Hops are starting X, and people are going to have to defend him. So, that's probably a better question for Monty, but he's been great, and I'm looking forward to getting to work with him, too. So, everyone that has a jersey right now, I'm looking forward to coaching and fitting them all in together.
Right now. Right now, he's here. I'm looking forward to coaching him right now. So, you know, with that, obviously they've given DeAndre Hopkins permission to seek a trade, to talk to other teams. So right now he's a Cardinal. Will he be a Cardinal in 2 weeks? Probably not.
On Isaiah Simmons and needing to see Isaiah Simmons in action before any decisions are made.
Even though we might have a vision for him and he might say, you know, I can do this, this, and this, let's make sure he's comfortable with what we're asking him to do mentally and physically. So that'll take a little bit of feeling out from both sides, but we got time before we line up in, you know, week one in September, so I'm not going to rush that.
You don't have time before the deadline to give him that fifth-year option on his contract. That is May 1st. That is coming up.
$12.7 million. They've got to make a decision before he plays for Jonathan Gannon whether to pick up the fifth-year option or not.
And then free agency so far and their level of activity so far in free agency.
I feel like we added some really good pieces. Some guys are coming in and create some competition with some of those position groups. The other thing I like that Monty and I were kind of in lockstep about is some of those guys have major versatility. And so that's good when you're kind of adding pieces in for some competition, but guys can play multiple positions.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure they're signing players that they think are versatile, could play a bunch of different roles. They've added a few linebackers, which is somewhat surprising. They definitely needed one, but I think they've added like three. No big name signings in free agency. They're not spending big money. And, you know, he kind of hinted that that's not the way you build a football team.
Yeah, no, that free agency is not the path to building a football team. We'll dive more into those comments later, but certainly the fans have been a little more critical of the Cardinals all season when it comes to free agency than maybe the message that we heard today. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get into what he had to say about Kyler Murray and the NFLPA report card as well. We turn our attention now to the Suns. Beat the Jazz last night, 117-103. The big story was once again the bench last night. Devin Booker led the Suns in scoring with 24, but 12 from Campaign, 11 from Bismack Biyombo, 13 from Terrence Ross, another 9 from Warren and Ish Wainwright. They were good. In fact, so good that head coach Monty Williams is considering not shrinking his rotation come playoff time.
You never know. You know, in the playoffs, sometimes the game will tell you what you need to do. Sometimes the players and how they're playing will tell you. I have an open mind about that stuff. Yeah, we may shrink the rotation, but as much as you want to shrink the rotation to 9.5 or whatever crazy thing I come up with, sometimes you may have to do what you have to do to get a win.
68 points against Sacramento, 53 against Philly, 57 versus the Jazz for that bench. T.J. Warren, Ross Payne, Biyombo, Ish Wainwright, everybody's been playing well. Hard to find a guy that's not playing well on that bench right now.
What's interesting is the different combinations he's tried. Like, Ish didn't play a couple of games ago. Ish played big minutes last night, right? T.J. Warren was invisible a week ago. Now he's playing all the time and playing very well. There hasn't been a lot of consistency with the minutes in the play, and that's been the most fascinating thing to watch about it. Sticking with the Suns, Shams Charania reported, once again, Kevin Durant is expected to make his home debut tomorrow against Minnesota. Nothing official from the Suns organization, but that is the expectation. Charles Barkley, Suns great, was on Bickley and Marotta this morning to talk about a lot of things, but of course, a lot was on the comments that he made on 60 Minutes on CBS about Kevin Durant being sensitive. He did not back down.
He's a great, great player. I think he's a good guy, too. But he is sensitive, and I'm not worried about it. Don't even think about it.
No, I don't think he does. But obviously Durant does. Durant thinks about it. you know, he's obviously, you know, feels that Chuck goes a little overboard with his criticism of him.
Yeah. Diamondbacks ended their spring training today. 3-1 win against the Guardians at Chase Field. Ryan Nelson, 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits with 1 run and 5 strikeouts. We had Zach Gallen on today. He's very confident about his team with opening day approaching.
We have the talent, you know, whether it's on the veteran side, the young side, pitching, the defense, the base running, all the way to, you know, just our analytics staff. I think this is going to be an exciting year for us. I haven't been able to say that with full-on confidence so far in my big league career. I'm really excited.
I should be. I mean, that infusion of youth last year with Corbin Carroll and Alec Thomas and McCarthy and just some of the pitchers that came up. I mean, it gave that team a jolt. It really did, and they started to play much better baseball.
Yeah, it did. He gets the opening day start against the Dodgers. That is coming up in about 48 hours on Thursday. Also, you reported, Gambo, some final decisions made with the Arizona Cardinals in terms of their roster. They are?
Yeah, they're going to keep. We reported this early this morning. It was the Diamondbacks announced it about 40 minutes ago. We reported Carlos Vargas had won the final spot in the bullpen, and that Jose Herrera did get a spot on the roster and will be the backup catcher to Carson Kelly. We reported that this morning in the 10 o'clock hour. Diamondbacks confirmed those moves about 40 minutes ago.
Diamondbacks also said that pitcher Joe Mantiply out of the bullpen is headed to the injured list with shoulder fatigue. Kyle Nelson is being recalled and will take his spot in the bullpen. Turning to the National Football League, two groups, one led by a couple of guys and another led by a Canadian billionaire, have both submitted $6 billion bids to buy the Washington Commanders. Should Dan Snyder choose to sell the team, he's at least got two groups and perhaps a third coming willing to meet his $6 billion price tag to sell it. We'll see if a sale is shortcoming.
And there's some rich people out there that want to buy a football team. Like really rich people.
There sure are. From the NBA last night, the big games that mattered the most for the Suns, probably Minnesota beating Sacramento 119-115. Minnesota making a little bit of a push for the fifth seed, perhaps, and maybe a first-round matchup against the Suns.
Yeah, I'm almost surprised at how well they have played. And they had a big game at Edwards and Rudy Gobert with 16 points and 16 rebounds. And Naz Reid was big as well. And yeah, that's a nice win for them on the road against a good Sacramento team.
Yeah, the other one
struggled from three.
Yeah, a couple of others last night that had some bearing. The Clippers beat the Chicago Bulls 124-112. Nicholas Batum, 24 points.
Yeah, Westbrook played well. He had 10 assists, 12 points, 41 assists as a team as the Clippers get that win and, you know, trying to get that, you know, fourth or fifth spot in the West and right on the heels of the Phoenix Suns.
Dallas beat the Indiana Pacers last night 127-104, ends their four-game losing streak. Luka Doncic had 27 in
the
win.
Look, there was a story I sent to you today about the Mavs should just tank it and get into the lottery and see what happens because this team's just not good enough.
Yeah, it might be something we talk a little bit more about tomorrow. The Clippers, as it is right now, they're a game behind the Suns in the loss column. They're in fifth. Minnesota, two games back of the Suns in the loss column. They're in sixth. Then you get into the play-in territory where Golden State, the Pelicans, the Lakers, and the Thunder are sitting. The games to watch tonight, Golden State taking on New Orleans, OKC versus Charlotte. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander not going to play in that game for OKC tonight. And then this news from ASU, freshman guard Austin Nunez going to enter the NCAA transfer portal. That, according to 24/7 Sports, appeared in 28 games, 4.5 points. He was good. I liked him. A lot of Sun Devil fans liked him. This is disappointing.
This is the new world that we're in with college basketball. I mean, it's every year, like, this is not, you shouldn't be shocked by this. I mean, the amount of players that are going in the portal every year, and you're not happy with your situation, or you think you can improve your situation, go in the portal, go somewhere else. Rosters are going to be rebuilt on the fly from now on in college basketball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then this just coming down from the National Football League, the NFL has announced that teams can now have two Thursday night football games per season, not just one.
Okay.
Thursday night football games are hell on travel and bodies and the quality of play.
Yeah.
It seems like they're giving themselves the ability to try to create better matchups on Thursday night football because oftentimes Thursday night games aren't very good. So now they're changing the rules so high-profile teams can now play twice on Thursday instead of just once. If you're a player, I can't imagine you're going to be a big fan of this.
No, not coming off of a game on a Sunday and having a turnaround time. I mean, that's... Now, you like, of course, you like it on the other way when you almost like at that mini bye, you get those extra days off. But it's not, you know, it's not great for the health of the players. They say they care about the health of the players, but that Thursday night game does not show that.
Grammy award-winning artist Muse heading to Desert Diamond Arena this Sunday. We are giving you your shot to win tickets. Head to the contest page at ArizonaSports.com. You'll find all the details and your chance to win as well. How does the Arizona Cardinals head coach feel about his quarterback as he's coming back from a major injury? You'll hear that next on the Burns and Gambo Show.